This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating history and physical on patient Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R, first name Kenyatta, K-E-N-Y-A-T-T-A, November 23rd, correction, date of birth, November 23rd, 76, the date of follow-up evaluation, January 23rd, 2023, the chief complaint, 46-year-old male who was initially evaluated September 19, 2022 for a new patient evaluation period. The HPI, the patient is known to have history of autoimmune disease and presented with swelling of the foot and knee intimately, period. He stated that he was tried with colchicine and at that point had decreased symptoms, period. His ANA was normal, uric acid was initially elevated, period. He stated that his last flare-up had been approximately 3 months earlier. He had no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. He did report blood in his stool, which seemed to be aggravated by popcorn and steel-cut oatmeal, corn tortillas, and quinoa, period. He was referred for evaluation per Dr. Ralph Peterson, but he apparently had not been seen, period. He is now seen in follow-up, period. He denies symptoms of chest pain at this time, period. His past medical history includes that of arthritis, next number, autoimmune disease, period. Past surgical history, he has had distant colonoscopy, period. He has history of bilateral quadriceps rupture, period. Allergies, no known drug allergies, medications, colchicine, PRN, family history, his paternal grandmother had uterine cancer, mother had congestive heart failure, a paternal uncle had congenital disease, period. The social history, he notes rare alcohol use, but denies cigarettes, period. The review of systems otherwise is unremarkable, period. The patient underwent echocardiographic evaluation October 24, 2022. There is borderline concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, period. Left ventricular ejection fraction is noted to be normal at 61%, period. No segmental wall motion abnormality is noted, period. Aortic valve is noted to be normal. There is trace-mild mitral regurgitation, period. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. The estimated PA pressure systolic is 22 millimeters of mercury, period. There is trace mild pulmonic regurgitation, period. The EKG performed September 19, 2022 reveals sinus rhythm of 59 beats per minute, period. There is nonspecific T-wave abnormality, period. ECG is otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 46-year-old male with history of one, hematochezia, next number, autoimmune disease, not otherwise specified, next number, sinus bradycardia, next number, non-specific T abnormality on EKG, period. Given his hematochezia and GI symptoms, I have referred him to Dr. Ralph Peterson, period. He should have repeat colonoscopy, period. He has been referred to rheumatology, period. He requires laboratories to include CBC, Chem-20, lipid panel, TSA to your analysis, period. He further requires PSA, period. Exercise treadmill test has been ordered, period. The plan, I will see him again in 4 to 6 months, pending evaluation by Dr. Peterson, period. He will also require PRN follow-up depending results of laboratory testing. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.